is a form of natural gas drilling, an alternative to oil, cause the oil kept spilling, bringing jobs to small towns, so everybody's willing. People turn on the lights and the drillers make a killing.
Water goes into the pipe into the ground, the pressure cranks fishes 7,000 feet down. The cracks release the gas that powers your town. That will fracked, yeah, totally fracked.
But there's more in the water than just H2O. Toxic chemicals help to make the fluid flow, with names like benzene and formaldehyde. You better keep it far away from the water supply.
The drillers say the fishes are a mile below the groundwater pumped into American homes, but don't tell it to the residents of Subway. Oh, that water's fracked. We're talking benzene.
What the fuck is going on with all this fracking going on? I think we need some facts to come to light. I know we want our energy, but nothing ever comes for free. I think my water's on fire tonight.
So it all goes back to 2005. Bush said gas drillers didn't have to comply with the Safe Drinking Water Act before too long. It was fracked, baby, fracked until the break of dawn.
With the EPA out, it was under the states, but they didn't have the money to investigate. Said people couldn't prove fracking was to blame. All the while, water wells were going up in flames.
Cause it's hard to contain all the methane released. It can get into the air, it can get into the streams. It's a greenhouse gas worse than CO2. Fracking done wrong, it's linked to climate change too.
Now it's not that drillers should never be fracking, but the current regulation is severely lacking. Reduce the toxins contained, the gas and wastewater, and the people will get sick, and the planet will get hotter.
What the fuck is going on with all this fracking going on? I think we need some facts to come to light. I know we want our energy, but nothing ever comes for free. I think my water's on fire
tonight. David, David Holmes, welcoming you back to part two of Radio Resistance this week. My water's on fire tonight. Yes, we're going to talk about fracking. Now, as well as continuing the supply of and reliance on fossil fuels, which lead to global warming, which we talked about in detail last week, fracking or hydraulic fracturing, shale gas extraction, has the added dangers of creates earthquakes, as we saw at Preston New Road. There's been damage to buildings as a result of the earthquakes. Water pollution, even seismic surveys, which just involve making big vibrations in the land, of course, water pollution in Oxcroft near Bolsover. And in the case of fracking, it's even worse because of all of the chemicals which are put into the water, which is used for fracking. Creates air pollution, including from radioactive gases which are brought up from deep underground with the methane, notably radon, a radioactive gas which causes cancers, birth defects, etc. There'll be more and more traffic from heavy goods vehicles servicing the fracking sites, causing a danger to kids, danger of air pollution, increased risk of road accidents, noise, vibrations, etc. There's methane leakages. Now, this is bad because methane, it has 20 times the warming effect of carbon dioxide. So the methane leakages are especially bad news when it comes to climate change. Fracking causes permanent damage to farming land, partly as a result of the earthquakes, but also as a result of all of the pollution, all of the water, polluted water, and also the fact that there's been a bloody great big drill and all of the buildings servicing the drill on the land. That ain't going to get back to normal anytime soon. As a result, fracking ends up reducing the food supply. It's a threat to the nature and the local wildlife, and as well as polluting the water, it uses millions of gallons of the stuff, creating threat of drought. Now, following the earthquakes at Preston New Road near Blackpool in Lancashire, even this Tory government, led by Boris Johnson, who was a climate denier who previously backed fracking to the hilt, has been forced to declare a moratorium on fracking. Now, this is a welcome partial victory for anti-fracking activists, and it wouldn't have happened without the brave activism by protectors at Preston New Road, Tinker Lane, Mission Springs, Kirby Misperton, etc., and local work by local anti-fracking groups to highlight the dangers of fracking to the public. But the bad news. For one thing, the moratorium is only temporary. It's not a permanent ban on fracking. And there's loopholes. I mean, it still allows test drilling. So Hart Hill and Marsh Lane are still under the threat of drilling by INEOS. It still allows acid fracking, which is used at West Newton in East Yorkshire. And there's other loopholes. For example, fracking using less than a certain, but still huge, amount of water ain't officially classed as fracking, so presumably ain't part of the moratorium. By contrast, Labour Party policy is to ban fracking completely. Likewise, the Green Party, Lib Dems and Scottish National Party also want a permanent ban on fracking. Now, in the Labour manifesto, it's been stated explicitly that they want to ban fracking. Also, it's been stated explicitly by Corbyn, John McDonnell, Bolsover MP Dennis Skinner, the North East Derbyshire parliamentary candidate for Labour, Chris Peace, and many others. By contrast, not only have the Tories only brought in a moratorium, now it'll be interesting to see how long that lasts if, God forbid, the Tories win the election, but also the Brexit Party and the DUP don't even mention fracking in their manifestos. All is surprising because both have quite a few climate change deniers in their ranks. As for Tory official policy, it is to not allow fracking until, in the words of the manifesto, fracking can be proved it can be done safely. However, remember that they only granted the moratorium grudgingly, and in any case, can we trust the Tories' definition of safe, especially after Grenfell? I mean, it was the Tories who gave the okay for the cladding there that caused the inferno, just saying. Anyway, going back to the music with the sound of Leo Sayer featuring Osses Against Fracking, or rather Osses Against Fracking featuring Leo Sayer. No Fracking Way.
Lesson one, load your gun, drill the land till kingdom come. Lesson two, grease some wheels, gas and sexy spinadil. Lesson three, something leaks, poison water, spread disease. I did you think we'd stand by and let you do it? No! Did you think we'd stand by and let you do it? No! No! What it means. Get off your butt, raise your voice, tell these fools you ain't got no choice. Are we gonna stand by and let them do it? No!
take your shovels, take your pick.
Ain't nothing here that's broken, nothing you need to fix. You say it's only progress, but you didn't ask me.
They'll go on where the ancestors be.
Woo!
What did you think? We'd stand by and let them do it?
No!
Did you think we'd stand by and let them do it?
No! No fracking way! No fracking way!
Get your dirty mitts up, pack up, go away!
No fracking way! No fracking way!
We ain't gonna move!
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to meetings, protests, entertainment, and anything else of interest to South East in Chesterfield area. Tomorrow, that's Sunday, 1st of December, there's the Stand Up For Labour fundraising and campaigning event in Dronfield, featuring entertainment with, among others, singer Grace Petrie, as heard on Radio Resistance. This is from 7:30 p.m. at the Contact Club on Snape Hill Lane in Dronfield. Then coming Monday, 2nd of December, there's a Save Our NHS leafleting campaign at the Chesterfield Royal Hospital in Taylor from 11:30 a.m. Then Tuesday, 2nd of December in Sheffield, there's the Stop Trump and His Racist Friends rally, organised by Together Against Trump, in Barker's Pool outside Sheffield City Hall. Note the new location, from 5 p.m. Then on Thursday, 5th of December, this week's Chesterfield Socialist Worker Forum is on. Can the Green New Deal save the planet? This is from 7 p.m. downstairs in Chesterfield Library. Enter by the Cafe Browser entrance on Beetle Street, down the steps from the main entrance. And over the next couple of weeks, there'll be plenty of opportunities in the run-up to the general election to leaflet and canvass for whichever party you support. Plus, next Saturday in Chesterfield outside Primark, there'll be the Socialist Worker Election Campaign Stall, with petitions on current hot topics, campaign leaflets and Socialist Worker papers for sale from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. Then Thursday, 12th of December, that is the date of the general election. What more can we say but use your vote? And let's give Johnson and the Tories a bloody good kicking.
Wherever you are on the left, the Red Guard will tell you where it's at.
I eat my sandwiches on the train and I feel like Jeremy Corbyn. I ride my bicycle in the rain and I feel like Jeremy Corbyn. I'm sick of politicians who have never worked a day in their lives, changing their opinions with the turning of the tides. I believe in Keir Hardy, I believe in Clem Attlee, I believe in society, and I want to be like Jeremy. I march in the CND parade and I feel like Jeremy Corbyn. I buy my groceries from Fairtrade and I feel like Jeremy Corbyn. I'd rather put my faith behind a socialist solution than
self-entitled billionaire who bought his place at Eton. I believe in public healthcare, I believe in state welfare. I'm sick of first world poverty, and I think I'm gonna vote for Jeremy. Jeremy C. Saturday night with my cat and my beans, and I feel like Jeremy Corbyn. My girlfriend tells me that I've got a big mandate, and I feel like Jeremy Corbyn. I believe in single mothers, I believe in woolly jumpers. John McDonnell is really quite pleasing. I like his people's quantitative easing. I stand up for what I believe in, and I feel like Jeremy Corbyn. I stand up for what I believe in, and I feel like Jeremy Corbyn.
Sam Harrison there, I feel like Jeremy Corbyn. Now, if you've been following the mainstream media, and that includes the likes of the BBC, you'll have realised that we cannot rely on the mainstream media to accurately represent what certainly Labour politicians are actually saying. What with there being so much bias and distortion? Well, we're different, and we think that the best way that you can find out what the Labour politicians actually stand for is by hearing it from their own mouth. So, next up, we've got a recording of the Shadow Business Secretary, Laura Pidcock, speaking in Manchester at the demo at the rally following the march and demo outside the Tory party conference there back in September.
Our next speaker is Laura Pidcock, Shadow Secretary of State for Employment Rights. Woo! Thank you so much, Ramona. What an incredible turnout. Thank you to every single person for being present, for coming out in your numbers and taking time in your busy lives. On these streets is where we find our power, where we find our energy. Together here, we know that we are unstoppable. From everyone in the United Kingdom, working class people in all of our diversity, here to say that we will never give up fighting for a better world, a world that ends greed, exploitation and war. We know that there is a better way and another world is possible, because it doesn't have to be like this, does it? Pay stagnation, grotesque inequality, privatisation, people working so hard but still in poverty, people not able to feed their children, our beautiful NHS and schools ripped apart by those privateers, the rise of racism, the planet is on fire because of the economic system that this government props up, and we are saying no more! Woo! Because we believe the science. We understand that we have a matter of few years to stop the planet being uninhabitable for the next generation. We care what is happening to our brothers and sisters in countries elsewhere who are already feeling the effects of the climate catastrophe and unprecedented levels of carbon in our Earth's atmosphere. Each one of us here takes inspiration from Greta Thunberg, and we all know that they attack her because she is so powerful. The simplicity of her message is revolutionary. So solidarity with you, Greta, we are all with you. And we also know this, those who defend the capitalist system uncritically as it ravages the planet, as the seas rise and thousands of species are made extinct because of unnecessary consumption, species which are so beautiful and so important to our perfect ecosystem, that those who defend the destruction are also the defenders of injustice here, greed and short-term profit in our society. We need to turn that world upside down. We need a different economic and social system, because in my mind, there can no longer be politics without the planet at the centre of it, and no longer
that the system they're trying to justify and defend offers humanity only problems, and that it is we here who have the solutions. And I will finish on this. At the next general election, I will oversee the greatest shift in power from employee to worker. We will implement an overnight pay rise. We will store the power of trade unions to represent and negotiate. Ban zero-hour contracts. Increase the power that workers have to negotiate their pay and their terms and conditions. We will ensure that there is protection from exploitation and poverty pay. But we cannot, we must not, let the next general election only be about Brexit. We won't let those millionaires and billionaires and their representatives in Parliament allow it to only be about that. Because we have a few simple demands, don't we? That no more bombs will drop. That no more children will be hungry. That we will make this happen. Every single person here will make this happen. So when they attack you, when they lie about you, steel yourselves for the fight ahead, when they try and break your spirit, remember that they fear your power. They know that you are part of a beautiful, strong, powerful movement that will change things forever. I am proud to stand with every single one of you.
Laura Pidcock there, the Shadow Business Secretary, speaking in Manchester back in September. Now, she mentioned Greta Thunberg. Well, in the next report, we'll be talking about the school climate strikes locally and, for that matter, nationally, which, of course, was started last year by Greta Thunberg. And next up, we've got the sound of Howler Monkey and her song about Greta Thunberg. A true hero.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction. And all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight? You say you hear us and that you understand the urgency. But no matter how sad and angry I am, I do not want to believe that. Because if you really understood the situation and still kept on failing to act, then you would be evil, and that I refuse to believe. You are failing us, but the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you. We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line. The world is waking up. And change is coming, whether you like it or not. Or not.
Thank you.
This is Political Climate, your weather forecast for the coming week. Well, it's going to be another freezing night tonight, Saturday into tomorrow, Sunday, with temperatures already below freezing. Tomorrow, Sunday, is going to be only marginally less brass monkeys than today, with a maximum temperature of 5 degrees, with some sunny spells and a gentle breeze. But dropping down again to 0 degrees overnight into Monday. Monday sees, again, sunny intervals. Maximum temperature this time, 7 degrees. A little bit less chilly. And keeping the gentle breeze. Dropping down to 3 degrees overnight into Tuesday. Tuesday, again, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Maximum temperature, 7 degrees again. Then again, dropping down to 3 degrees overnight into Wednesday. Wednesday looks set to be dry but cloudy. Same picture on Thursday. Friday looks set to see a bit of a change with the line with light rain moving in. Maximum temperature 11 degrees. So to sum up, this week's going to start off dry but pretty damn chilly. Towards the end of the week, it's going to warm up but become rather more unsettled. Till it is winter. Brace yourselves, winter is here. But remember, whatever the weather, revolutions have happened in the biting cold of Russia right through to burning heat of Egypt. So revolution can happen here. So we must be prepared for an upturn in class consciousness and class struggle, just as we're prepared for a change in the weather.
This is an SOS from the kids. All the grown-ups take note of this.
We're finding our voice, calling you out.
You can't leave the world in fire and drought.
This is an SOS from the kids.
Please change the story.
Stop hurting our planet.
cats, they only want their cream. Always needing oil for feeding their machines.
We must care about the animals, care about the trees.
I'll need help from you.
You get help from me.
Please change the story.
Change the story.
Rewrite the plot. This beautiful love cannot be lost.
Cannot be lost.
Stop hurting our planet.
From the kids.
You can do better than this.
Sing out Saints there, SOS from the kids. And yesterday, that's Friday the 29th of November, it was the 8th UK School Strike for Climate and the 4th Global School Strike for Climate. Now, in London, thousands of strikers marched for hours through the streets, at times outpacing a heavy police presence. And in many areas across the UK, the school students were joined by UCU university workers who were striking over pensions.
Hey! Ho! Fossil fuels have got to go!
Now, locally, approximately 3,000 people marched in Sheffield. The march assembled at Devonshire Green from 11:30 a.m. Clearly visible were banners from local Labour Party branches and Sheffield Green Party. There were no Tory or Lib Dem banners or visible presence. Perhaps just as well, I mean, considering that both of them have far too late a date for zero carbon, and considering the Tories' contempt for school strikers during previous strikes, I think that'd have been about as welcome there as an oil slick in Margate. Also, there were banners from trade unions, notably Unite the Union, plus visible presence from the UCU and GMB unions. Sheffield Hallam UCU was one of the UCU branches that was striking that day over pensions, and they joined with the students striking for climate. There were placards from Socialist Worker and Stand Up to Racism, defending climate refugees. Plus, many, many kids carried their homemade placards. The march marched off at 12:30 through Sheffield, past the Moor and the Town Hall. At one point, the traffic was stopped by Extinction Rebellion activists not far from the Peace Gardens. Eventually, the march rallied at Barker's Pool outside Sheffield City Hall.
Fossil fuels have got to go.
For a rally with speakers, all chaired by you. All chaired by you.
Fossil fuels have got to go. Fossil fuels have got to go. Fossil fuels have got to go.
All chaired by you. School student striker.
Fuels have got to go.
Emma.
Who
introduced the march by talking about the reasons for the climate strike taking place.
Sheffield OLP, and I'm going to be facilitating the rally here along with Megan and Buzz. We the youth strikers want to welcome you all here today. We want to give thanks for coming. We would especially like to extend our solidarity and give a loud cheer to the UCU strikers. Rights to a good pension and addressing their increasing workload.
it's a seesaw.
A vital factor affects how our future will be in the workplace. We are here today to stand up for our planet. Decent jobs, our future. Thank you for the continued support of the Climate Co-host Group, Sheffield Trade Union Council, Sheffield Climate Alliance, Sheffield's Campaign Against Climate Change, and Extinction Rebellion Sheffield. As well as all of you who have turned out today, once again we show the strength of feeling in calling all governments to account for their lack of urgency over the climate crisis. So, firstly, we would like to welcome all the campaign stalls who have come to support us, and we hope you'll visit them a lot as the afternoon goes on. Also, Sheffield's Climate Alliance are going to be walking around with buckets, so we ask you to dig deep to help pay for this event and our future campaigns, of which we would like to thank you all now. So, I'd now like to explain how all the adults and new young freshers to tell them how we organise our rallies and how you can support us. So, we would like you to listen to the voices of young people today. So, we would appreciate it if adults could not come up and join the line to speak. But we have invited some adults to speak, so your voice will be heard. I will also be reading out a few messages of support from trade union branches. We welcome all young people to come and line up over here on my right. Please feel confident that what you have to say is important. We respect your views and that your right to say whatever you like. We would also appreciate it though if you try not to swear.
The first speaker was Molly, a school climate striker, who explained why the students were striking, with particular reference to the climate catastrophe.
So, the first people I would like to invite to speak are from Youth Strike for Climate, Molly and Jacob. Our region. Today we also stand in solidarity with those who have and that is being denied that basic right is being taken away from us. We have generations of damage to undo, and I am not prepared to sit back and watch as other people struggle. When one person suffers, the whole of humanity suffers. We will not be the first to suffer. We will not be the last. But there will be hundreds of people today alone who die because of toxic emissions. And like dozens of species of animals go extinct on a daily basis. I refuse to let humanity join them. So thank you for coming out and showing your solidarity. Thank you for being here, because every single voice matters. No matter what the media and the government try to tell us, we will never, ever be powerless. Thank you.
That was Molly, a youth striker for climate. Plus, like I say, Sheffield Hallam University lecturers are also on strike in the UCU over pensions. Let's hear from one of those.
Next, I'd like to introduce Jane Pierce from Sheffield Hallam University UCU. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for inviting us to be part of this amazing movement. I'm going to very briefly just say a little bit about our strike. Sorry, I'm not close enough. But first of all, I want to say how delighted we are to be part of this. It's my first gig on these steps. I'm quite nervous, so bear with me. As you probably know, I have thousands of lecturers from 60 universities across the country have been on the picket line for 5 days this week. We've never been so glad to see the sun. I won't really go through all the things about what we're striking for. What I do want to say is thank you so much to those students who came to our picket lines this morning, and our students at Hallam who have been supporting us all week. Lovely though it was to see the students there. Their presence made me think really hard about the future for them, and not just in terms of climate. The lessons they are learning on the picket line will be the things that help them to navigate the precarious, unequal and unfair world of work. This is what we've been striking about. My union, the UCU, as a progressive liberal organisation, has of course had a green agenda explicitly for around the last 10 years. They focus on workplace, they focus on curriculum, but this is not enough. No organisation by itself, or even as a part of a sector, can make the change that we need to achieve the changes for the climate. We can all contribute, individuals can contribute, but the current approach of our government is to cajole, to guilt trip, to incentivise individuals and organisations. The organisations receive tips, they receive awards, but they don't achieve real change. I'm from a public health background, and we know that telling people not to do things, telling people to do things, simply can't work unless we have a framework around us which enables us to make these choices. Transport is a clear example. When I came to Sheffield many, many years ago, during the miners' strike, in fact, we had the lowest car ownership and the cheapest and most coherent and comprehensive public transport system in this city. Now it's cheaper for me to park in John Lewis for 3 hours than it is to get the bus. The reason for this, of course, is the deregulation and privatisation in our transport system. Our transport system is key to an environmentally friendly economy. The marketisation of transport is in common with the marketisation of higher education. It's commodified us all, it's socially excluded the poorest and most vulnerable, and it's created a market that only profits shareholders and does not respond to need. These problems are replicated across all the areas that we need to deal with in terms of environment. Housing, land use planning, energy, utilities, urban regeneration. We must elect a government which will take control of these areas, which will kick the market out of transport, out of health, out of energy, out of utilities and out of housing. How, for example, are we allowing houses to be built
that don't have environmentally sustainable standards? How are we allowing a government to take away subsidies for electric cars? How are we allowing our government to simply turn their back on this really important issue? The Labour Party offers much of this, but it must go further. It is offering to do various things for us around housing, around transport. This is really welcome. But what we need more regional and local control. We need the local authorities back in charge. We need to be able to decide in our own area, whether it's urban or rural, how we organise, how we live, how we work, how we travel, and how we live together on this planet. Making sure that we have a sustainable impact on the environment and the population, both humans and animals within it. This last week has been an amazing week for us. It's also been one of the wettest, been cold, the most exhausting weeks of my life. I don't want to say anymore because I want to give this over to the students. I was told to keep it short and I am going to. Solidarity. We can do this and we can change this. Thank you.
Now, there's much, much more. There were many, many more speakers on the rally in Sheffield, so there's much, much more to listen to on Radio Resistance Audio Extras. You can get there from our website, which is at resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. That's resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. Now, many of the speakers there stress the importance of the coming election and the need to get the Tories out. What with the arrogance of Johnson being shown by the recent Channel 4 leaders' debate on environment, when Johnson and Nigel Farage of the Brexit Party couldn't even be asked to turn up, so Channel 4 empty chaired them in a artistic way by having a slowly melting ice model of the earth, and then Johnson and Farage then had the cheek to complain about this. Well, Johnson, well, Farage, there's a dead easy way you could have avoided being empty-chaired. Just turn up. Anyway, going back to the music, the whole school strikes for climate movement, not to mention Extinction Rebellion, wouldn't have happened had it not been for the heroic strike by Greta Thunberg, the Swedish schoolgirl who proves that you don't have to carry a gun, let alone kill anyone, to be a true great hero. So going back to the music with the sound of GT. How dare you?
My message is that we'll be watching you.
This is our world. I should be up here. I should be back in school. On the other side of the ocean. Yet, you are to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are the beginning of a mass extinction. You know what you're talking about? It's your money. The fairy tales of eternal economic growth.
GT there, how dare you? Well, that's about all we've got time for this week here at Radio Resistance. So over to you. If you'd like to comment on Radio Resistance, what's happening in the news, in the world of politics, indeed on the general election. If you've been on strike, if you've been indeed on your local school strike for climate, or if you've been on a demonstration or to a meeting and you'd like to send us a report, bonus points if you can send us a link to some recorded audio. Maybe you'd like to request a song, dedicate a song to a friend, suggest some music we should be playing. Either which way, you can contact us by email. We've now got an email form on our website, or by Facebook, to which we've got a link to our Facebook presence from our website. Our website is at resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. That's resistancechesterfield.radio.fm, or www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. Well, the opinion polls may make some pretty grim reading at the moment, but opinion polls have been wrong before. I mean, the opinion polls told us that that we weren't going to get Brexit because the Remain vote was going to win a couple of years ago. Now that ended as it ended. Also, a couple of years ago, during the 2017 general election, the opinion polls said that the Tories would win by a huge majority. In the end, they didn't win any sort of majority. They had to win with the support of the DUP. So, however bad the opinion polls may look at the moment, and further was, it is not going to be an easy victory for Corbyn. We are going to have to fight for every vote, basically. So, make sure you get out and vote on the 12th of December, and make sure you get everybody else out to vote. But we can do this. In the immortal words of Roberta Flack, who we're going to end this week's broadcast with, we shall overcome. We
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.